This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host, George Freund. With us is our special guest, Dr. Peter Hammond, founder and director of Frontline Fellowship, a man from South Africa, to add a very international flavor to our discussions today on Pearl Harbor and to provide justice, really, for those who were slain and to teach the world about how things really work. I know when I was a younger man, I dated a girl who was a communications specialist with the Navy. And she admired my diligence in reading about history, but took me aside one time and said, "You need a lot to learn." And what I needed to learn was the intelligence history of the world. And she gave me a book by Anthony K. Brown called Bodyguard of Lies, and it's about all the strategies Britain used in World War II to achieve victory. And what happens on the battlefield is almost like a charade compared to what happens in the back room in places that are confined, that no one knows anything about, where everything is classified and secret. And though she couldn't tell me about things that she knew because she was sworn under the Official Secrets Act, she could teach me how to think about these things. And I'm glad she did, because now my library's full of books on intelligence as well as the other military history. And I think one of the biggest factors leading up to Pearl Harbor was, of course, the codes, the breaking of the codes, knowing what the enemy was going to do. And Peter Hammond has a lot to say about that, I'm sure. Could you explain to us some of the things about the Japanese codes? What ones were broken? Like, I've heard of the Purple Code, and I know the Americans had a tool called Magic where they could decrypt Japanese intelligence faster than they could read it themselves.
Well, in fact, that's so true. The very reason why there is a fax machine is because the American Navy had already cracked the Japanese naval code Purple using Magic, which was the whole code-breaking system, very similar to Britain's GCHQ, which cracked the German Enigma code very early in the war. Well, America already had the Japanese codes cracked as early as 1920s, which is why fax machines were designed, because telex couldn't get Japanese characters across the Atlantic, over the Pacific, quick enough to be decoded. And so the fax machine was designed, invented by the U.S. Navy specifically for naval intelligence to get Japanese script over. And, of course, fax machines later were made available to the public, but something only like 50 years later. But the Navy had been using it already for decades. So the U.S. Navy knew what the disposition of the Imperial Japanese Navy's fleet was and what their intentions were, and they even knew their orders about the same time, roughly, as the Japanese commanders got their orders. The U.S. knew it. So there was no surprise about Pearl Harbor. And we know this for several different reasons. For example, just last year, I went through Max Hastings' book, The Secret War, which is a huge book, which looks at the Second World War entirely from the perspective of the intelligence agencies, British, German, Russian, Polish, Czech, American, Japanese, Soviet, and so on. And as one of the generals doing the introduction to the book says, this book requires rewriting every history book in existence on the Second World War, because most history books have taken the propaganda during the war and have basically written it into textbooks. And we know that there's a lot of lies, the bodyguard of lies, as you refer to. That's a quote from Winston Churchill, who said that truth is so precious it needs to be guarded by a bodyguard of lies. And boy, were the British the experts at that, and at strategic deception and lying, even to the Allies, the Americans. But the British really have been experts at it, and we know this because, for example, they sealed the Lusitania files for over 60 years. They sealed the files on Operation Keelhaul, the betrayal of over 3 million Russians and East Europeans, Ukrainians, by Operation Keelhaul, they called it, which was the Yalta Agreement, to betray all the Russians and East Europeans and Ukrainians in Western Europe to be betrayed back over the border to the NKVD, effectively what today is the KGB. to be murdered or worked to death in Stalin's slave labor camps in Siberia. So they sealed that for 30 years. Well, there's a whole lot of things such as the British codes and the American codes, which were sealed for 60 years. Now, when a government seals something for 60 years, you know they're hiding something. If what they're sealing showed the government to be honorable, courageous, brave, people of integrity, well, they would have not have sealed it. They'd be having it published, in fact. So when governments seal records, like the Martin Luther King files, for example, the FBI files, when they sealed for over 60 years, you know, boy, there's some major scandal going on here. And it's so with these files. What's come out is there isn't the slightest shadow of a doubt, and we've got it from so many different sides, it's been so well documented by now, that the U.S. government knew of the attack, they wanted the attack, they provoked the attack, they knew it was coming, they had the information in hand about an imminent attack and withheld it from Admiral Kimmel and from General Short. So the naval and the army officers in command at Pearl Harbor, responsible security, had information withheld from them that they would have used to be more prepared and to have been able to effectively defend themselves. But the American political leaders at the time, President Roosevelt's administration, riddled as they were with Soviet agents, riddled with communists, for different reasons, wanted the Japanese to be provoked into one, wanted the Japanese to be very, very severe. And in fact, we've got some shocking quotes that they knew about this and they wanted the attack. And that basically, one's got to jump back to the First World War, because the American people were so outraged at the end of the First World War, and they were so convinced that Woodrow Wilson had lied to them and had led them into a worthless war, which just extended the British, French, and Japanese empires by a million square miles. And, you know, some of us saw this war to end all wars and war for democracy, and they saw, you know, we've been duped. And so there was this backlash that 1920 elections kicked the Democrats out of the House, out of the Senate, and out of the White House, and the Republicans came in the hugest, biggest majority ever, and they enacted laws in 1921, making it impossible for America to ever again get involved in Europe's wars, ever again send the soldiers overseas to fight in these stupid, worthless wars, to never again send weapons to one side in a war overseas, not to take sides with belligerents, but to follow your founding president, George Washington's advice, avoid entangling alliances and don't get involved in Europe's wars. And so what happened was, to get America back into war, there was a whole lot of things that had to be done because the laws were very strict. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt's administration was breaking the law on so many levels. It was jail time what they were doing. They were providing weapons of war, billions and billions of dollars of weapons of war to belligerents such as Britain. That was known and that was already illegal. But they were providing tons, and we're talking about ultimately thousands and millions of tons of weaponry to the Soviet Union, to the Red Army, to Stalin's Soviet Union. The arsenal for democracy that America was producing was not going for any democracy at all. Most of it was going to the worst dictatorship on the planet, the Soviet Union. Before Pearl Harbor, the United States was involved in shipping weapons of war to the Soviet Union. This has been well documented. And it was getting so dangerous that somewhere along the line that this was going to come out. And if Congress found out, Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his people were impeached. I mean, it's just no question. He was desperate to provoke a war to justify what he's already doing. But when the Soviet Union was about to crumble and the Operation Barbarossa, and Operation Barbarossa came within a hairbreadth of success, and the danger was, as you alluded to in Operation Snow documents so well, that the Soviets and the American administrators were working around the clock. How do we save Uncle Joe Stalin? We've got to get America into war, but every attempt to provoke Germany to war has failed. What they had to do was provoke Japan into war, because otherwise Japan could start to attack the Soviet Union as an eastern flank, and the Soviets could not survive a two-front war. And basically, they had to not only get weapons to help the Soviet Union, they had to relieve their Eastern Front, that they could move all those divisions over to the Western Front if they didn't have to worry about Japan. The only way that would happen is by getting Japan to attack America, to get involved in the war with America. That would relieve the Soviet Union. And the proof of this, which everyone should recognize the moment I mention it, is when America was attacked in the Pacific, you would have thought America's response would be in the Pacific. But 90% of America's manpower and weaponry went to the European theater to help the Soviet Union. Less than 10% of the European military might and manpower went to the Pacific theater, to such an extent that General MacArthur's men died of starvation, ran out of ammunition, and most of them died in captivity in Bataan, in Corregidor, in the Philippines, because who cared about Americans dying in the Philippines? Uncle Joe Stalin's Red Army is about to be defeated in the Soviet Union. And what higher priority is there than saving the Soviet Union? And you can see how the United States continued to ship 90% of all its manpower and weaponry to the European theater to save the Soviet Union, and did very little in the Pacific theater and left it to the very last part of the war. Only once the Soviet Union was saved and Germany was destroyed could they put all their attention into the Pacific theater. And so the whole thing is one sickening setup of double standards. It's been well documented, not just in Operation Snow and in these, but also President Herbert Hoover and Freedom of Trade. He makes it quite clear that what you were seeing was, in fact, a treacherous war and deception against the American people, to trick the American people into a war to save the Soviet Union in the name of saving democracy.
Indeed. Like I've come to the conclusion, you know, we're never fighting for our freedom, ever. We're fighting for big corporations, and some of them are the same over the time. Like I remember reading about Lyndon Johnson being affiliated with a company that supplied arms in Vietnam, and then Dick Cheney was affiliated with the same company supplying arms to the Middle East in the next war. And, you know, we've never changed anything there. This military-industrial complex is complete domination over us, and, you know, it's just treacherous. Even as you talk about the equipment going to the Pacific, there was a deal made between Churchill and Roosevelt at Newfoundland, I believe, where they were going to divert some of these B-17s to the Philippines. And part of their primary purpose would be, when conflict arose, that these American bombers would fly to protect British assets at Singapore and Hong Kong by attacking the Japanese and taking the heat off. And MacArthur didn't do that. He kept them on the ground and let these people fry. You know, it's treacherous. And we're up for a break again, and we'll come back on the other side. And I'd like to introduce Admiral Anderson.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host, George Freund. With us, Dr. Peter Hammond from South Africa. And I'm not too sure if you're familiar with Admiral Anderson, Peter, but I when I was rereading Stennett's book for the show, I reminded myself of a cheat note I made about the duplicity of the people who had access to the intelligence. And he was one of them. There were 36 Americans who had access to the 1941 Japanese military and diplomatic intercepts. And he was a specialist in intelligence, Office of Naval Intelligence, War Department in Washington, D.C., reported personally and daily to President Roosevelt. He was on an intelligence committee with the director of the FBI, who we know as J. Edgar Hoover, and the director of military intelligence until December 1940. And in January 1941, he assumed command of the battleship force, Battleship Force 4, Battleship Division 4, in April 1941, and his flagship was the USS Maryland in Pearl Harbor. And so he knew all this, and he did nothing, and he let it happen. His ship, fortunately, was relatively unscathed compared to the other ones. There were, I think, 4 killed and 14 wounded. And I think he was next to the USS Arizona when it capsized, so a classic picture of its capsize, and you see Maryland in the background. And his anti-aircraft people seemed to be at the guns, because they opened up a devastating anti-aircraft fire that it's like they knew it was coming. And so, you know, I read a lot into that. And, of course, the good admiral was at his home at Diamond Head, far away from Pearl on the Maui side of the island, you know, for December the 7th. And that just reeks to me of just a colossal evil that you can work among men, you know, and just leave them abandoned to a disaster like this without saying a word, and then have the nerve to come back. And then they pillory Kimmel and Short
as being, you know, blundering fools and hold them to account for this. When they were denied access, they're not on the list. There was also another officer, Ed Pearl Harbor, who was on the list as well. He was Lieutenant Commander Edwin Layton, Pacific Fleet Intelligence Officer. Don't know where he was, but one thing for sure, he wasn't advising Admiral Kimmel of, you know, what's coming down upon him, how fast, and what appropriate action he could take. And that's just diabolical. So, you know, if you're in the military and, you know, you have access to intelligence to save your command and your fellows, I can't even imagine how you could keep silent. Yes, they could court-martial you. Yes, you could lose your pension. Maybe they'll throw you in jail. But how you live with yourself and look in the mirror later, that I could never understand. Maybe it's because I'm a Christian and I understand the fact that, you know, if I'm going to do right, I'm probably going to be punished by the people who want to do wrong. And that's okay by me because I know who I answer to, and it's not those evil ones. So, you know, that's one that really, really floored me as a human being, that someone could be that despicable. Were you aware of Admiral Anderson?
No, I was not, but I relate to what you're saying, and it really is diabolical. As a person who served in the military in war, it's incomprehensible that you would have senior officers who would withhold information to your detriment. But I'm afraid we do know of cases where it's documented and it's unequivocal, and there's no doubt. And here's a clear case. We've got the smoking gun. We know that they knew, and there were so many testimonies that showed that FDR's administration knew of the attack, wanted the attack, were provoking the attack, and held back. Jonathan Daniels, Roosevelt's administrative assistant at the time of Pearl Harbor, presented an eyewitness viewpoint to Congress. The blow at Pearl Harbor was heavier than the president had hoped it would necessarily be, but the risks had paid off, and even the loss was worth the price. This is quoted 1941 Pearl Harbor Sunday, the end of an era.
And that just shows you the lengths of evil that, you know, will hold public office and use these measures against us, that we will be sacrificed like the pawns on the chessboard for no reason at all, anytime they please. And that's something we have to learn, to be distrustful of an authority that would do things like that. And as you said, with the records, you know, Christ said the truth sets us free. Well, if they classify yes. all the truth, then what are we? Well, we're not free. We're prisoners. We're prisoners in some type of game that most people have never been shown or instructed on.
That's totally true. When a democratic government seals records for decades, and some decades, as in the case of GCHQ records about Enigma codes and so on in Britain, and of course you've still got things sealed relevant to FDR's administration in the time leading up to Pearl Harbor. So, but just to take Admiral James Richardson, Admiral James Richardson was fired by President Roosevelt for complaining about the President's order to station the Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor. Richardson said the President is to be blamed for the initial defeats in the Pacific. It was directly on personnel. And he said stationing Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor made the ships extremely vulnerable to attack.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
USA Radio News.
Bill Barr will be nominated for the United States Attorney General position. I think he will serve with great distinction.
President Trump Friday morning with that announcement, but the president didn't stop there.
Heather Nauert will be nominated. She's going to work with Nikki Haley to replace Nikki at the United Nations. She'll be ambassador to the United Nations.
The president also responding to criticism from former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Trump tweeted that Tillerson is dumb as a rock and lazy as hell. Now, in an interview with CBS, Tillerson called Trump undisciplined and said he sometimes had to inform Trump that he could not do certain things because it would violate the law. Your final unofficial closing numbers on Wall Street. Rough day for the Dow as it is down over 500 points, 558 to be exact, to close at 24,389. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host, George Freund. We're talking about Pearl Harbor and all the treachery behind it with Dr. Peter Hammond from South Africa. And we forget sometimes, too, that we were allies in the war with other nations. And, of course, one of them was Britain. And there were some good people there as well. But, you know, a lot of their information was, of course, covered up and destroyed. One was Commander Malcolm Burnett of the Royal Navy. He was a codebreaker in Hong Kong with the Far East Combined Bureau. And he intercepted or decoded a Japanese blast message at 0-100 hours, 21 November, ordering them to carry out the second phase of preparations for opening hostilities. Of course, the Japanese captured Hong Kong, and we don't have to worry about the records, but the Far East Combined Bureau in Ceylon was ordered to destroy all their records. The Dutch had a code-breaking section in Bandung called Kamer 14. They were able to find out about Japanese concentration of fleet movements and where they were going and their radio traffic, and they were concluding that there were large fleet concentrations
and November 1941, but of course the Japanese bombed and destroyed that station and all its records. And that reminds me, you know, of something that might be more pertinent to Americans is, of course, the USS Liberty gathering intelligence before an Israeli war and being strafed, bombed, and shot to blazes by the Israelis to destroy all that intelligence. And then we all probably know who C is. Of course, he's the chief intelligence officer in Britain, and all his memos and cover letters on this era, at this time of German, Italian, and Spanish fleet movements were on Churchill's desk, but the Japanese material is missing. It's gone. And if there is anything in the archives, it's still not going to be released. This is how terrible this stranglehold on the truth is, that we cannot even see the old plans from time of yore. And that's where we really have to thank Dr. Hammond for taking the initiative to explain this to people. And sometimes I hope it falls on the appropriate ears, and we're hoping this comes out of this. You mentioned in your video there were two warnings about 9 p.m. D.C. time on December the 6th, that the Japanese were going to declare war. What happened to those?
Yes, Captain Stafford, U.S. Navy in charge of Communications Security Section of Naval Communications in Washington, he testified before the Admiral Hart Board that on the 4th of December, 1941, we received definite information from two independent sources that Japan would attack the United States and Britain at 9 p.m. Washington time, 6 December 1941. We received positive information that Japan would declare war against the United States at a time to be specified thereafter. The information was positive, it was unmistakable, it was made available to military intelligence at the moment of its decoding. Finally, at 10:15 a.m. Washington time, 7 December 1941, we received positive information from Signal Intelligence Service, War Department, that the Japanese declaration of war would be presented to the Secretary of State at 1 p.m. Washington time, that date, 7 December 1941. When it would be 1 p.m. in Washington, it would be daybreak in Hawaii and midnight in the Philippines, which indicated a surprise air raid would be made at Pearl Harbor in about 3 hours. President Roosevelt had ample time to broadcast the warning. So that's from Captain Stafford, U.S. Navy Communications Security Section. They knew it, and of course, knowing when the declaration of war would be delivered, they knew that there's only one part of the worldwide spread that would be at daybreak at that time, and that would be Pearl Harbor. It was a no-brainer. They're not going to make a midnight attack on the Philippines. They're going to make a daylight attack somewhere, and that would coincide with Pearl Harbor at 1 p.m. Washington time. That's about 7 p.m. in Honolulu time. So it was all clear, and this has been testified. An Army Inquiry Court and a Congressional Pearl Harbor investigation, 1945 to 1946, basically came to the conclusion that the administration, including President Roosevelt down to General Marshall, were guilty of criminal negligence. They had prior knowledge of the attacks and intercept, and they refused to alert the military commanders of Pearl Harbor.
Well, as I was going over Stennett's book again, on page 142, I saw that Ambassador Gru planted an agent in the Imperial Palace, and on November the 5th, he was privy to the conference where Hirohito was saying there would be war. And this is your own spy. How in the world do we have to suffer through this surprise attack? One of the other very interesting little anecdotes, too, it is on page 152 in Stennett's book, Pacific Fleet Radio Intercept Chief Homer Kisner, Station H, Hawaii, since 1933, was so adept at his abilities. He could recognize the Japanese ship's oscilloscopes and all radios' unique tendencies with his ears, so that they, even though they may switch things around or try to hide them, he was just a perfectionist to know who exactly is tapping out what code where on the Morse device, and so he would know what ship is what, where. It was just that accurate, that intense, and that's where we really have to cleanse cleanse history of all these lies. I can't wait to buy the book that you were mentioning before by Max Hastings. That's just right up my tree. And and get this on the forefront, that this is taught in school, and that's probably why it's so important to homeschool. And even if your kids do go to public school, there's nothing to stop you on their off times from having your own history lessons, your own teaching lessons on various matters that are very important, especially geopolitics, religion, and all the essentials of that are necessary for life to exist in this shark tank of human existence that we're in. Don't abrogate your responsibilities to your children by letting someone else indoctrinate them into just a fabric of lies. I'm very proud that my son's picked up on wanting to watch documentaries and learn about history and learn how they're cheated and such, so that at least someone in his generation can carry the torch forward. You also mentioned in your video about the book by Herbert Hoover. I was very interested in that book, that he took 20 years to prepare documentary evidence of what happened.
And that book was suppressed for over 50 years after it was ready for publishing. And I think Herbert Hoover was removed in a very suspicious circumstance. He's about to publish the book, and then the next thing is his heirs are intimidated by the U.S. government to shelve the book, and the book was sealed for 50 years, and it's only just come out. So President Herbert Hoover, one of America's great presidents, he's done this absolute master term, Freedom Betrayed, a secret history on America's involvement in the Second World War, and it's absolutely devastating. One of the most important history books I've ever read. Now, as a missionary, and I've spent over 38 years serving persecuted churches, I've worked all throughout Eastern Europe, across the whole of Eastern Europe, behind the Iron Curtain when the Berlin Wall was up, and from Poland north down through Romania, Yugoslavia. I've got many Russian, Ukrainian friends. Worked in Albania and so on. So I learned an alternative view to the Second World War from our friends in Eastern Europe. And they, I remember them saying, "What freedom? You never gave us any freedom. You betrayed us." What do you mean we betrayed you? He said, you British and you Americans, you allies, you betrayed 150 million Christians in 10 nations behind the Iron Curtains with the Yalta Agreement. And they told me about Lend-Lease, about Operation Kiel War. Before these things were coming out, I was learning from Eastern Europe about the Yetam Forest Massacre, which was blamed on the Germans, but in fact the Soviets did it and everyone knew. The murder of General Sikorsky, the Polish commander-in-chief and head of the Polish government in exile, murdered on the request of American President FDR and organized by Winston Churchill, Minister of Britain. 1943, the Polish... And Poland's meant to be the reason why Britain's involved in the war. They're meant to be trying to save Poland, apparently, and they're betrayed Poland to the Soviets. Well, after the Katyn Forest Massacre came out and they knew about the murder of the entire Polish officer corps, the entire leadership of the country, murdered with a shot in the back of the head by the NKVD, by the Soviets. And so the British and Americans were blaming it on the Germans. Very convenient, they're the enemy. And we can't have our Soviet allies being implicated, and everyone knew the Soviets did it. And here was General Sikorsky insisting on an international Red Cross investigation. This next thing, he gets murdered in Gibraltar by the British. And the Poles told me about this. And, of course, at the time, our side doesn't do that. And investigations to discover what is the story behind the story. So it's vital that we know the duplicity, especially when communists have infiltrated our governments to such an extent.
What also disturbs me, too, that since you mentioned plane crashes, and BBC did a show called Infamous Assassinations where they cover the Sikorsky assassination very, very well and call it just what it is, was the fact that Isoroku Yamamoto, of course, was shot down and killed as well. And, looking at all the treachery and the fact that he was, well inculcated with the British intelligence and American naval forces over his career earlier, I wonder if it wasn't a revenge attack to get him, because that's the popular answer, he attacked us, so we killed him. That he knew the inside story, and they weren't going to allow that to survive, to come out at the end of the war. The truth can never be revealed by these monsters. Anyway, we'll be back after the break, and we're running short on time, so we'll do some cover-up and or clean-up and get back to our Pearl Harbor attack.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
And welcome back to Power Hour Nation, our Pearl Harbor special anniversary. We thank Dr. Peter Hammond for coming out, and we definitely want to get him back in the new year to talk about the mission field and some of the things about Africa that I think we'll find very, very interesting. A great movie from 1974 was called The Parallax View, and it detailed that there was a private company called the Parallax Corporation that actually went out and assassinated people, and the movie's about a senator getting assassinated. But the start is just well worth watching. It's about the infamous committee.
So the official U.S. government committee looking into the assassination finds absolutely nothing wrong or no evidence, of course, because it's all been concealed, destroyed, or all the witnesses have been murdered, which is just par for the course with any of these issues, whether it be the Warren Commission, the 9/11 Commission. I will cut out to the last post, so we'll see how the time goes, if I have a chance to say goodbye or not. It's such a short segment. Did any of these commissions come up with anything, or were they all whitewash commissions too, Peter? Peter, do we still have you?
Yes, you do.
Okay, yes.
Did
any of these Pearl Harbor commissions come up with anything?
There's no doubt that the commissions, there were, of course, conflicting ones, depending who was sponsoring them, but there was no doubt that the U.S. Congress did pass numerous resolutions exonerating both Admiral Kimmel and General Short, basically indicting the Roosevelt administration for withholding the information that they needed and making them scapegoats. So, yes, there have been results. Interestingly, the grandson of Admiral Kimmel has been one of the people also very much dealing, I think it's he's Tom Kimmel, very much involved with, he was also in the FBI and the Navy. So there's even a relative involved in trying to expose all this. Now, I've done a number of presentations in our Reformation Society as a missionary to the persecuted church. I've worked in communist countries all my life, and I was brought up in Rhodesia in the war and served in the South African Army, and I've got many friends in Eastern Europe. So I've just done a presentation on was Pearl Harbor an unprecedented surprise attack, got a whole lot more details, and also on Matsuo Fushida, the leader of the Japanese attack, and his conversion to Christ later, which is another interesting story. So if people want to look on our website, frontlinemissionsa.org, I've got other insights into communism and how the communists and Marxists work to subvert our society. I think it's vital that we know our enemy. You're facing the same enemy over there that we're facing over here.
Yes, indeed. It is global, and your links are on the Power Hour website for the schedule, and I have links to you as well on my podcast page coming up soon and also in my
advertising. Thank you so much for that. Really appreciate it.
Well, we all have to work together to defeat this common enemy. One of the other strange anecdotes, I don't remember where I read it or whatever, but Hiroshima and Nagasaki were clusters of the greatest amount of Christians in Japan as well, so that it's like these cities were targeted on purpose, not for any, you know, necessarily specific military target, but just as another ideal of these Satanists is to kill Christians. And that just floored me too, of all the cities that you pick, that you would pick one with high concentrations of Christians in it. And but I should expect nothing less really from evil than to attack good, even if it's behind enemy lines. And I think we just see this all over the world, and it's something that has to be brought to an end, and it's going to take good people like you to be in the mission field, and I think a lot of us can respect that. I would encourage all our listeners to pray for your mission and to see that it is as successful as possible, because ultimately either we'll all liberate ourselves or we'll all be enslaved by this system that they're trying to build for
us. That's absolutely true. We need to know our enemy. We've got to know his tactics, and this is an information war, and my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Absolutely vital we get the information out. I've looked into the whole atomic bomb details and so on, and yes, 15,000 Christians were killed in both Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and also many American airmen. There was a whole lot of American airmen in the prison, shot down airmen in Hiroshima, and it was brought to the attention of President Truman, who said, go ahead, all the same. So even American airmen were killed in that bombing in Hiroshima, which is a civilian target, completely unnecessary, according to every American military leader at the time, including General MacArthur.
So they knew the truth, too.
They did. In fact, it's well documented also by Herbert Hoover in his book Freedom Betrayed. He calls it one of the greatest crimes in the history of America, dropping those atomic bombs. And he quotes every single American military leader at the time saying, this is totally unnecessary. This is a political decision. This isn't necessary to end the Second World War. This is necessary to start the new war, the Cold War. and the military-industrial complex and co. is going to get even more money out of the Cold War and expensive weaponry than they even extorted out of us with the First and Second World War combined.
My goodness. But this is, you know, hand in glove what I expect, and this is part of the rationale for teaching this history and analyzing it, because now at least we have the advantage now where some of the documents are available to us, and we can build a picture of what happened, how it happened, and start to learn the techniques so as it happens again that, you know,
yes.
We can quickly go.
Yes,
quickly go and see the truth. It's like they come up with this word, you know, conspiracy theorist, and you've heard me say it before if you listen to me on this network. It's an old 19th century word for it. It would be called deductive reasoning. And the CIA made up that word to make it look like your deductive reasoning is a dead end, and it's not. It's a positive solution. Scripture even demands of us to challenge things and to put them to the test. And this is something that is a sacred duty as a citizen and as a moral person, to not let evil have mastery over any segment of the human race. And we can do this by analyzing the words, especially for the people who are unable for whatever they lack, and bring it to the front. And if they laugh at us and call us names or debase us, so what? God looks down upon us. And he smiles, and that's what matters. And, I'm very glad to have you aboard, and I think what we'll do for the last moment or two is we'll have a moment of silence, and I'll put on the last post, and that we can pray for the souls of those who are gone and pray for a better future, that we never go through another day of infamy again. And God bless you, Peter, and thank you for coming aboard and enlightening us on this important topic.
Thank you so much. God bless America.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.